Yeah, it is. Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer.
It is. WBEN. The team's together for two more days.
You're right. How's it going, Joe?
It's going great. You know I love today, and you know I love a week from today. Oh, yes.
What's a week from today?
Opening day. A week from today, opening day in the MLB. Today, the first four, it's very fun to watch, but the real tournament starts today, 12:15. Three brackets. I had a late edition yesterday afternoon, so I was like, I can't say no. So I'm in three brackets, three different champions, and ready for that first tip at 12:15.
All right, there you go. I know. But I have been into going out, watching the games before, especially when UB or, even Bonaventure or Niagara's in there.
That adds excitement.
Adds a lot to it for me. It's not, especially this year, it's just not hidden. I'll watch the soccer game. I'll watch. The
Sabres.
No.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm actually going out to watch their game Sunday, though. So.
Okay, see?
They're having a watch party, and I'm.
Oh, that's this weekend.
Going out to watch.
Against the Jets.
The game against the Jets on Sunday. So it's not for lack of caring about the team. And then the Severance finale tomorrow, that'll be what I watch on TV instead of the games.
Yeah, I will watch basketball. I'll listen this afternoon while I'm at the gym and stuff on KB, by the way, for people in the car. And then I'll watch the games tonight. I will probably watch a period of the Sabres before I go to bed, just because first game in Utah, just see what I've watched a few games there already. But hey. Say, hey, I saw the Sabres first period in Utah. But yeah, I love these games, the upsets. I've predicted a few, and it's an exciting time.
I'll watch the soccer game tonight if it does start at 7 o'clock.
7 USA?
Which is the advertised time. USA and Panama.
Panama. Here?
Advertised at 7 o'clock. If this thing starts at 7:30 or 8, I'll be so fed up with that. How they play with you with the start times.
Is it in
America? I'll just go to bed. Yeah. Where's the game? Somewhere.
Okay. Nice.
It's in LA. It's at SoFi Stadium.
Well, it's a perfect weekend, and I don't mean this any other way than it's just a perfect weekend for my wife not to be home, right? Because I know what she's going to say, after the second basketball game. Really? You're going to watch a third? So it's perfect for her, perfect for me. Just me, my son, in nonstop college basketball from noon to midnight, four straight days.
You sound like this Newsweek story we talked about this morning. Newsweek, the headline, exclusive, Trump voter says he doesn't regret choice despite wife's ICE arrest. Yeah, he asked him the day before the tournament started. He's probably like, this is what I was hoping for.
No, I know she'll be annoyed, especially now that the app Max is letting you put four screens at once. Mm. And she knows I'm going to have that open and going the whole tournament. So I think it's best for both of us.
Do you have the new TV?
I don't have the new TV.
Oh.
No. New TV.
What are you waiting for? You've been talking about this for over a month.
New TV comes when New York State gives us the part of our tax return they haven't given us yet.
Okay. This would have been the time. Four screens on the big TV.
By the way, my TV is very nice. So I have no problem with watching it on the current TV.
I can't. You know how amazing it is? Growing up throughout, you know what we watched? It was a 19-inch TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure 19 inches. On the ground inside of a cabinet. And I watched it from across the room.
Yeah, you didn't want to get too close to those things.
And you know what? Never had an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Never had an issue. It was never a problem. I could see everything perfectly. Movies, you name it. Could see everything perfectly clear for 20 years of my life. Now we get these big TVs. I have a 50-inch TV on the wall. If I tried to watch that four thing, I couldn't see a thing.
No. It's funny. We were looking for one of our rooms. We're looking for a TV for. And my wife goes, I go, well, what about this? There's a 32-inch TV at her parents' house. Why don't we just get that and put it in the room? 32? If I was a kid and my parents said, hey, we're getting a 32-inch TV, I'd be like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be so psyched. Now it's like, no, we're not putting that. And it's just in a spare room.
32. Yeah, might as well just get a Game Boy.
No, we have 55 downstairs, and it's great. And like I said, I can't wait to.
Does pull that 40-inch TV come with a pair of reading glasses?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I mean, it just, when the bigger TVs got cheaper, because the whole time we were kids, anything over 30 inches was a ton of money.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about the rear projector TVs, all these special things. They were souped up for the time, souped up TVs. So they were so, now, I mean, a 55 inch TV is under $500.
It's crazy. It's nuts.
Yeah.
It could be just over $100.
Right. I mean, the what you used to pay to have a TV with a VCR in it now. Can you imagine?
But like just like my eyes getting used to it too. Like that's I mean, you know, I'm doing the face here for everyone listening on the radio. Like eyes bugging out trying to see what's going on. And that's probably more of a me problem, but I think a lot of other people the same way. Like once you get a bigger screen to go back.
No, you're not.
It's very tough.
Yeah.
I mean, physically very tough.
We have the same size TV in our bedroom as we have in downstairs.
But the game tonight, the only reason I brought up the soccer game is, you know, it's kind of like the NHL. They did that Four Nations thing. Yep. And all in the lead up, everyone's like, oh, you know, what? It's just this made up tournament they're running for. It'll be 1 year only. Like they got some new trophy. Like, who cares, right? And then the game starts and it's like, this is the most important thing in the world.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it always works. That's what this is. It's the CONCACAF Nations League. Which a few years ago, they just made it up. It's like, all right, you know, like all these countries are going to go and we got this made-up trophy and everyone's like, it's stupid. And then the U.S. plays Mexico in this awesome game. Everyone's like, this is the most important thing in the world. They're playing in a semifinal tonight. The other semifinal is Mexico and Canada for my entire life and even going on before my entire life. The biggest soccer rivalry in North America was USA and Mexico. Do you think that they'd rather have the USA-Canada matchup, though, this time around?
Ooh. Yeah, I think they'll be happy with either. I think both will. But well, yeah, USA-Canada.
I guess it depends. If you're selling tickets, you're going to want Mexico to win because those are the people who buy the tickets.
Where's the final?
It's in L.A. So the whole thing's in at SoFi Stadium.
Is this where it was last time, too, in SoFi?
They always put it in a place where they know they're going to get a lot of Mexican fans because they will buy the tickets. That's who always shows up. Doesn't matter if it's in America. It's a pro-Mexico crowd. But for, like, you, who you're a casual watcher of anything,
yeah,
what matchup right now excites you more?
USA-Canada. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that
gotta make up for losing that championship in the Four Nations that was so important.
Right, like we got to win this made-up trophy.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's kind of crazy how that's really shifted.
And then Trump and Carney are both there. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't think either you're going to get into the soccer game. But, you know, you could try. You can invite them.
But Trudeau was at the Four Nations.
I'll tell you this. If it's USA and Canada instead of Mexico, there will be empty seats. So they'll have a section available for each of the presidents.
Will be that different?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%. It's kind of crazy. Well, speaking of sports, we were talking about this. A story that has came about this week. The, not even decades, but a century old, over a century old, football rivalry that has been at times named one of, if not the, greatest rivalry in all of high school sports in the country. The Great American Rivalry series, it was featured on that. It won a poll as the state's best rivalry in 2020. DePew and Lancaster is going to be no more.
Mm.
They're putting an end to the series that's lasted over 100 years of DePew and Lancaster playing each other on their, you know, it would be their respective homecoming. One more home game each team will get before, in the fall of 26, it'll end. This was the decision by Dr. Jeff Raby, who's the interim superintendent in DePew, and I believe former Section 6 president, if I'm not mistaken, who made the decision. He talked to Channel 4 about why the decision was made. And Joe, I think he makes a pretty compelling case for why they ended it. Raby said that the discussion around ending the rivalry has grown louder over the last several years because of Lancaster's student population, nearly triple the size of DePue. They've won every game for over a decade. The average final score since the last time DePue won, Lancaster 44, DePue 8. Raby presented this to the school board meeting Tuesday night, and he showed the average halftime score, which would be, you know, the score when both teams are really going at it. The average score at halftime of the last six games, Lancaster 31, DePue 0.5.
Mm, that's rough.
Which you can't score.
Right. No.
That's impossible. But that's the average score, 0.5 to 31 at halftime before Lancaster would take its starters out, which is something DePue can't do, by the way, because the average athletes on the football team, according to Raby, 67 on Lancaster's team, 33 on DePue's team. He said it's not so much about the level of skill, it's about the number of players we have on the team. To generate more numbers, we need more enrollment. It's not going to happen anytime in the foreseeable future, according to Raby. He also said most of the players can't come off the field during the game. That's how injuries would happen. He said it's an athlete safety issue. So I want to know from people, maybe you are involved in the rivalry, or maybe you just have an opinion from standing outside. It's sad to see a rivalry go, but hearing all of that, what do you think? Lancaster, by the way, not really on board with this. They their football coach said, who did they talk to here on Channel 4 in Lancaster? Anyway, they talked to some people, and they said they weren't really happy about the decision being made, citing the rivalry has been lasting over 100 years.
I mean, this is just how high school sports goes. As you said, I mean, the size of the program, that's why we have the sections in the class, right? That's why you have class A, B, and C. You know, I played lacrosse at Amherst. After I graduated, they went down a class because of size, right? It's about a competitive advantage. And if you have one team that can field two completely separate teams in the course of a game and one that can't, yeah, you need to be on par level. And I get the rivalry and everything, but after a while, just beating the same team, it gets old. You know, let DePue replace them with a team that they can actually compete with.
Well, the rivalry is, I mean, the only reason this is on the schedule is, I mean, they play in a different class. The only reason it's on the schedule is because of the rivalry.
Yes.
I mean, DePue and Lancaster.
Right.
They're almost indistinguishable from one another when you're driving through. The closeness of the communities, right? That's how this whole thing started. That's why it's continuing now. Putting an end to that. Do you lose something? Do you agree with it? Let us know. 803-0930 here on WBEN. 803-0930. You can give us a call or send us a text today. When you were off or gone, or I don't know. You know, these schedules are so wacky. But when I was in here by myself one day, yes, I was talking about a basketball game that happened in my neck of the woods, North Tonawanda and Tonawanda. Now, there's a rivalry. And in girls basketball, I have to look up what the final score was. I mean, the actual numbers doesn't, you get the spirit of the things. The final score was North Tonawanda of this year's game in girls basketball. North Tonawanda, it was like 102 to Tonawanda 9 or something along those lines. Just an extreme blowout of epic proportions. And, you know, one team is extremely good. They've got a lot of, you know, they got state championship aspirations, and the other, well, they're a team. They're kind of struggling to perform like that on the court. But they're just, they're a team of kids like every other high school team would be. I have very different opinions on that versus this Lancaster DePue thing and what we're talking about today. Because when I was talking about North Tonawanda and Tonawanda, I didn't see a problem with the final scoreline. And I didn't see a problem that the two teams would meet. You know, if someone were to say, why would you play each other? Well, that's a rivalry. It's the TNT game. Like, you have to have it in every sport. Like, that's what you play for. It's your biggest game on the schedule. And, you know, at the end of the day, one team's way, okay, like, what more can you do? You looked at the box score. They pulled up a little bit, for sure, in the fourth quarter or something. But what are you going to just not play, pass it to the other team? Like, what can you really do? When it comes to DePue and Lancaster, though, in this football game, Joe, I say I completely agree with DePue. Scrap it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why you'd keep that on the schedule. And to Lancaster, I don't know why you wouldn't. You want to challenge your players, play someone more to your level.
But it's not, but do you see the difference between the two?
Yeah, football's physical, and you have to keep the same players on the field the whole game.
Like, that to me is the difference when it comes to this. I understand the rivalry, like you want to get.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I shouldn't say I understand the rivalry, because me personally, even though I played high school sports, I never cared about high school sports.
Mm.
I can't pretend to now. Like, it's fun in the moments. It was fun playing on the team. It was fun going to some games. I mean, we used to go to some of the hockey games in high school. You root on your team. The second I walked across that stage, got my diploma, it was in the past. Like, I wasn't going back. Like, there wasn't, you know, homecoming. I'm not holding on to the, you know, old tracksuit and wearing it, you know, around. Like, it was done. It was done for me.
You got a tracksuit?
Oh, chill. It's half the reason I joined the team.
Damn.
That's why we were there.
We got a hoodie.
But it was, I never really cared about it to that level that right. I see some other people. You know, I've been to Lancaster High School in some of these meetings where I've seen people with gray hair and mustaches in their Letterman jackets. And, like, I can't relate to that person on any level. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend to understand, like, the depth of the rivalry. But I get why you want to keep it. In a sport like football, I just think it's totally not the same as basketball. Basketball, I say, put the two teams on the court, let them run up the score, let them do whatever. Play the game. Have the kids play. Football, especially when this is a special game to the schedule, you don't need to play this game. You aren't two teams that are matched up with each other
right.
because of your school size. It's a different animal when you're talking about something that physical.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't live in Tonawanda, North Tonawanda, so but if, you know, one school said, hey, we're going to just keep on playing school our own size and we're not going to play the basketball game either, that's fine. But yeah, I do think the focus is more on the football because you're talking about the physicality, and again, you don't have the players to make up. It's the reason we have class sizes, the reason we do sports by school size, by team size. I'm also with you, Brian, like, I couldn't even, when I played lacrosse at Amherst, our rival was Orchard Park because we were the two best lacrosse programs in the area.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a weird rivalry to me. Like, usually it's like right next to.
It was in lacrosse, not in every sport. In lacrosse, because we were the two best. It was Amherst, Orchard Park. Now they don't even play Orchard Park anymore because of the class size, right? And Amherst, not as good as when I was there. Had nothing to do with me, by the way. But my point is, I didn't even know that. The only reason I know that is the new coach is trying to get alumni together for this alumni day, and the schedule was in the email. It's the only reason I know that. Like, I didn't focus on it. I haven't looked back and going, oh, how's our, you know, no offense. Loved my old coach. He retired after last season. Went to that game. First lacrosse game I'd been to since I, as you said, walked across the stage. But I want what's best for whoever's there now. Like, you know, if I was a parent, I'd want what's best for my student athlete. That's what I'm looking for. Again, I as a college football fan, I love old historic rivalries, but the times are changing, and I'd want what's best for the athletes now, and what's the smartest decision for the program.
Someone on the text board chiming in saying that, disagreeing with the coaches who say that playing these teams builds character, it just ends up with the same outcome and injured players. What do you think? Let us know. 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. It's Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer here on WBEN. We're talking about the Lancaster and Depew football game being scrapped after two more games, one in each place. They said they're not going to do it anymore.
Right.
Too much of a disparity between the two schools. Not fair. Depew coming out and saying we're just putting an end to the game.
Would be funny, though, if, like, Depew wins one of these last two.
Just, you know what I mean? The last one?
Yeah.
It's like Little Giants or something like that.
And then they have a meeting and go, well, see, told you we could do it. Yeah. All right, we'll schedule two more.
No, that's when you ride off into the sunset.
Yeah,
that's
true.
You won the last one.
That's true.
803-0930. What do you think about it? We'll go to Beth in Lancaster. Beth, you're on WBEN. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi there. I attended Lancaster High School. I live in Lancaster, like I say, and I graduated in 84, so that was a lot of years ago, and, you know, it's a big deal in the town. Now, did Depew Is it the adults that are saying get rid of it, or are the kids feeling discouraged?
I don't 100% know, Beth. It's this, what we know is coming from the superintendent in Depew.
I think it's terrible. Over the years' time, as the kids go to school, you know, it flips back and forth. Who is dominant? It always did. You can still have, it always went back and forth for a number of years. It would be, well, Lancaster got it for, you know, 10 years, and then Depew came up, and they dominated for a period of time. In Lancaster, what I know is that it's an entire week. It's in both schools, they have motorcades, and they drive through each other's parking lots, and then there's a bonfire, and they burn a football player, and they smash cars. And I mean, these are the things that they, I mean, how is it that this is not going to exist anymore? I think it's horrible.
Well, here's the question I have for you, Beth, and you mentioned it's always kind of flipped back and forth. Do you think that's really going to continue happening? You know, one of the things that was brought up here is that they don't see the enrollment getting any bigger, for sure, in Depew. In Lancaster, meanwhile, you look at, they're talking about new housing developments being built there. It seems to be growing. It's already three times as big. I mean, do you really think that it's going to continue to flip-flop?
So to take that away, what are you going to replace that? What is going to replace that? When there's a bonfire night, the entire town comes out. It's the adults, it's the kids, it's everybody. The football game happens, everybody comes. Now, maybe in Lancaster, we just look forward to smearing Depew. I don't know. Is Depew coming and saying, oh, you're going to come and beat the heck out of us, and we don't feel good about it anymore? If they are celebrating as much as we are, just because the week exists, I mean, there's pep rallies, there's Powder Puff games, the guys are cheerleaders, and the girls go play football. I mean, nonstop week.
It sounds like a hell of a time. I'm not going to lie.
But you know what it sounds like? It sounds like what every school does, right?
That's so what are you going to do when it doesn't exist anymore?
You replace them with another school.
Yeah, West Seneca West.
Well, they do have to they'll have to choose another rival. Now, back when they changed the Indian to the Legend, they're not the Redskins anymore. I supported that. I was okay with it. You know, they went to the Legends, and they became a knight. There's like a knight in shining armor kind of thing, and they incorporated these really big red and black feathers, which kind of, and then it was be legendary and be a legend, and I drive bus now for the school, so I see all of that, and the kids have embraced that new name. Okay, fine. This is horrible. I don't see how this is going to fly.
I think the problem is, Beth, that just, no offense to Depew's not going to get any bigger. And so they just realize that their athletes are going to not only be outnumbered, but if there's an injury, you know, they're going to be running out of players. Lancaster can schedule another big school, and you know, I think over time that'll get just as.
Here's my thing. Beth? What do you think about this? What if homecoming was changed to? I mean, this would never happen, but just play along. What if homecoming was changed to December? You moved down the fall, and the big game between Depew and Lancaster was basketball. Because
basketball right now. They're celebrating a basketball game right now. We never did that, and I'm not sure who they're going to play, but there's pep rallies today and tomorrow having to do with basketball. And that's an indoor sport. It's not an outdoor sport. As we're talking, why can't Depew merge with another small school for a big game? Why can't they become, and merge two schools on their end and make it more of a level game rather than eliminating the whole thing? Who's another small school?
Well, because Depew has to worry.
Alma? I mean,
Depew's got to worry about the rest of their season.
Well, they can still practice up. I mean, they can still merge together and have fun on that end, putting together the big game and wearing, changing up their uniforms for the special game. I mean, there's ways to work through this.
Beth, let me...
They don't have to eliminate it.
I'm just going to go back to my high school days. You know, I remember homecoming week because of the parties. It was an excuse to party. I couldn't tell you who Amherst played, if Amherst played, what was going on. The events of the weekend, the bonfire, all that stuff that I remember, it was all the same. And I think, Beth, I think over time, it'll still be the most fun weekend or week. It won't be lane 60 on DePio. It might be a competitive game. You might gain a competitive game out of it on homecoming weekend.
So everybody has a big game. So if other rivals already exist, and these two teams are just left, who are you supposed to do? Just create another rival from somewhere they already have their rival?
Yeah. The Bills in Kansas City? Oh, that's a bad example.
That's a great example. Hey, Beth, thanks for the call. We got to get to some more callers.
We were talking about Kiss, and Beth called in, isn't it?
Hey! The Bills in Kansas City is a perfect example.
Yeah.
Because that's not, well, they played each other in the AFL Championship. Like, yeah, okay, 50 years before I was born. They were never, who cared about playing Elvis Gerback and Priest Holmes? Never. You didn't care ever about playing Kansas City. Now it's the hottest game, hottest rivalry. Like, rivalries can ebb and flow. Now, again, high school, college is different. You know, it's Michigan, Ohio State is always going to be the rivalry. Like, once you get down to these levels, it is a little bit different. High school, especially, if you have a long story, again, this is the part of this that is, I mean, the only thing that's given people pause is that for 100 years, over 100 years, they've been doing this back and forth. They've been having this rivalry with two really close-knit communities. If football was played in the winter and basketball was played in the fall, and your homecoming game was a basketball game, I would be sitting here and saying, why would they ever cancel it?
Right.
When it comes to a physical game like football, and you're now matching up two, one texter put it, it's like a wrestler going up against somebody in a different weight class twice his size. When it's an unfair matchup in a physical sport like this, and they are kids, by the way, you're not signing up for this. Well, you are signing up for it, but you're not being paid, you know, like this. This isn't, Niagara or Canisius going to play. Come on, give me a good basketball school here, something like that. It's not like Niagara's hobbling together a football team and going to play Michigan and getting paid $1 million for it. No, it's kids on a football field in a physical game. You have one team that has twice as many players that can, you know, flip them in and out the entire game. You got another team that's getting worn down. They're getting beat down. They're not as big of a school. Come on, we've seen this before. You don't want injuries to happen at this level. If it was a basketball game, I would say keep it.
Yeah, of course.
But we're talking about football here. We're talking about physicality.
And, you know, back to Michigan, Ohio State, they don't have enrollment issues. Like, all of a sudden, Ohio State didn't just get 33 kids to come to you know, I mean, hey, they might run out of NIL money, but they didn't just have 33 kids come out for the team. You know, I mean, they have plenty of roster competitive to one another. I think it makes perfect sense. And again, I'll go back. I don't know, I didn't go to school in Lancaster. Maybe it's different. But you ask a majority of the kids about, homecoming weekend, they're going to talk about all the events. Most of them are not going to know who the hell they're playing.
Yeah. Jamie on WBEN, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. This abolishing this rivalry, I think, is ridiculous. I played for DePew many, many years ago, and we fielded probably 35 guys, and Lancaster had 70-some kids on the field. And you're talking about a cross-town rivalry. You know, you're playing against your friends. You know these guys that you're playing against. And it's the competition level is unlike any other game that you're going to play. Mm-hmm. I understand the injury, the enrollment and the injury thing. But if they have 75 kids, they're not going to have their starting players in once they run that score up, once they start bringing the score up. So they're going to have the kids that don't get an opportunity to play are going to be playing in one of the biggest rivalries in the state. And I don't think it's about homecoming. I think it's about that rivalry between your friends and bragging rights.
I don't see the fun in the rivalry if you're losing by 50 every game.
But you're not losing by 50 every game. Right now, they're down however many years. You know, they were up and down. I never lost to Lancaster. But that's, you know, we rose to a different level when we played that game. And this abolishing this rivalry because they're losing, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. Oh, hey, you know what? You can't win, so we quit. So they're going to do it 2 more years. Well, what happens if Dubuque wins the next 2 years? Are we going to extend it then? Oh, hey, you know what? They're starting to win. They're starting to feel better about themselves. This isn't, you know, just because you're losing, this is the nature of the game. This is competition. You know, so let's teach our kids, you know what? If it's too hard and it's too tough for you to do it, just give up. Just quit, because you know what? That's what we do now. We don't strive to improve. Maybe they need to adjust their coaching. Maybe, you know, I mean, who knows?
Jamie, the district is, I talk to somebody who is a coach or something in a smaller school that's having trouble getting kids to go to.
I live in a small district now, and my boys played in a small district in Alden. And the competition level, you know, that was also there could have been coaching modifications in that aspect as well. It's not always about these kids scared and they're going up against 70. They're going up against kids just like they are. And maybe their enrollment is higher. Maybe they got a couple of superstars. And maybe, who knows, maybe they're a state championship team. But the fact of the matter is, when you go up against these guys, you're giving everything that you got. And what if you win? What about that aspect? What about the side of when you go in and you face this team that walks all over everybody, and you go in there and you kick their butts?
Hey, Jamie, that'll be awesome. And then you know what? You can be this 60-year-old guy who everyone loves who goes into the bar and says, "Oh yeah, when I was in high school, we beat Lancaster." Can't. Right? I mean, just, you can live in your glory days for forever. I don't think this is a sore loser situation. When you mention the competition, the pure competition, the competition right now is that Lancaster is leading by 30 points at the half over the last 6 years. They've won for the last 10 years by a blowout. And it's not about the past. This is the second caller who said, well, it's ebbed and flowed. If you believe that Depew's population is going to grow like Lancaster's is over the next 20 years, tell me why, please. Because this, looking at the trend of the situation, you're just going to have a huge municipality, a huge school district. Somebody texted in, Lancaster's getting so big, they should just split into an east-west or a north-south, and then they can be the rival.
Yeah.
That's actually a more, in my mind,
just merge with
from the outside, a more realistic idea than kind of continuing what you have right now. And I do also kind of reject the idea, by the way, of, we should have better coaching. You know, here's a coach. You got 16 kids coming out for the football team. You're lucky you even have a team.
Yeah, he can't go recruit.
Oh, yeah, better coaching.
Public school coaches can't recruit. Like, you get what you get.
I've seen what some coaches like have to deal with. You get what you get.
By the way, you know, this whole talk about one of the biggest college football rivalries went 4 years without playing each other, right? And if they can do it, and that was no enrollment issue, it was NIL issue and conference issues. If they can do it, believe me, Lancaster will find someone to put on the schedule. Like I think, and I'm not trying to be offensive to people's. I think you're just putting way too much into the opponent. And again, Depew's just struggling to hang on to a football team.
I think you hit on something earlier when you mentioned homecoming, and you know, we had a caller who was saying, well, they have a bonfire and they have, you know, all the things that every single school does, yeah, every single homecoming, and where you were saying you couldn't tell, and I'm the same way, Joe. I could not tell you who we played in football and homecoming any single year, and we had all those things that you mentioned. Oh, it's a week of festivities. Yeah, that's homecoming. That's what they do in school districts. This always kind of comes down to, for me, and it's been reinforced to me, this is just my opinion on it, these rivalries, these things. And I remember feeling the same way when I was in Lancaster, you know, every week or every other week covering their name change. These things matter so much more to the people who used to go to the school and the parents and than they do to any current student in the school now.
And, yeah. And by the way, I didn't go to a school that's known for their football program. So, you know, it was just the one game where people showed up. And by the way, by my senior year, they stopped allowing water bottles into the stadium. Like half the people didn't show up to homecoming. I wonder why.
Yeah. I think Sweden won like back-to-back state championships the year after I graduated.
You guys were a better football
team. I don't know who our rival was.
From what I knew.
I couldn't tell you. We'll go to Joe in Buffalo. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Buffalo Joe?
Yeah, it's all about coaching, guys. Bennett has beaten Lancaster for the last 5 years, and Bennett had 35 kids on the team. It's the coaching.
Okay, Joe, we'll keep on moving on. We got a lot of there's a lot I could say about that. Lori in Tonawanda, you're on WBEN.
Hi, I just wanted to spin it a little bit differently. You were talking about now changing it to basketball. I don't see the difference. I live in the city of Tonawanda. I don't think the city of Tonawanda has won a TNT game in probably 30 years, and that's as long as I've lived here. So you're talking about the girls' basketball game. What's the difference between Tonawanda, and I don't know for sure how many girls tried out for the basketball team, but city of Tonawanda maybe had 25 girls try out, and North Tonawanda has 200. How is that fair?
Here's the difference to me, Lori. It's not quote-unquote fair in one sense. The difference to me is you're talking about football. I mean, it's one of the most physical things you can do. The risk of being run over much greater in a football game than in a basketball game.
I get that part, but there's still physicality. There's still skill. You have a better chance of getting 200 girls better players than you do out of the 25, or even if they get 25.
I understand, Lori, and I guess I should make it more clear. It's not the score that offends me. Like, this to me is not a I don't want to lose by a certain amount situation. I actually referenced the TNT basketball game from earlier this year. It was what? 100
I know you did. You keep referencing it.
109 to 20 or whatever it was. I have no problem with that. To me, this is all about in a football game to have an unmatched opponent or to have, you know, one team with twice as many or three times as many kids. That you start to run into an injury risk. That's not okay.
And that's where I disagree with you. I feel that no matter what the sport is, you have to have some sense of fairness, and you have to have some sense that these kids could possibly win. What's the sense of putting them out on the field with absolutely no chance of winning at all?
I see that too. And then, you know, Lori, I say leave it up to the kids. If Tonawanda doesn't want, you know, part in the Tonawanda, North Tonawanda game anymore, and that's what they feel, you can do what Depew did here.
Yep.
I agree with that. I would gladly rather have Depew as a challenger than to go against some powerhouse team every year and lose. It's just insane to me.
Hey, Lori, thanks for the call and insight. I agree but disagree with Lori there. Again, it's not about the score as much as it is about the sport.
No, but
that's hypocritical of me to say.
I see both your points because I see the physicality. I definitely see the football. But I kind of see what Lori's saying too. Like after a while, we're just getting our butts kicked day in, day out.
Yeah, it could be demoralizing.
Right.
But to me, this is not, it's not about hurt feelings. It's about real injury.
Yeah. No,
I don't care that much about hurt feelings.
Right.
What I would care about is if they're, you know, you got kids being run over all the time. That's a problem.
And you're right. Overall, I don't care about hurt feelings. If my kid was on the team and, you know, I could see it taking a toll, then, you know, maybe I would. I think I'd probably care, obviously, a little more. Speaking of basketball, Brian, you've got 2 hours and 15 minutes left to submit your brackets. Just your friendly reminder from your friend. Joe Beamer. Beamaz and Beamer, we're back tomorrow at 9. One last day together until a week apart. So don't miss that. David is next after the news with Lucas on WBEN.